O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Send your Holy Spirit upon us. And clothe us with power from on high.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. To you be glory and praise forever. Raised to your right hand on high, the ascended Christ shows the Prince of Love and bestows on us the gifts of grace. As your Spirit renews the face of the earth, may we bring forth the fruit of the Spirit and reveal your glory in all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 48.
Great is the Lord and highly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain is fair and lifted high, the joy of all the earth. On Mount Zion, the divine dwelling place, stands the city of the great King. In her palaces God has shown himself to be a sure refuge. For behold, the kings of the earth assemble, and swept forward together. They swore and were dumbfounded, dismayed they fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, they writhed like a woman in labor, as when the east wind shatters the ships of Tarshish. As we had heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, the city of our God. God has established her forever. We have waited on your loving kindness, O God, in the midst of your temple. As with your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of justice. Let Mount Zion rejoice and the daughters of Judah be glad, because of your judgments, O Lord. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Count all her towns. Consider well her bulwarks, pass through her citadels, that you may tell those who come after that such is our God forever and ever. It is he that shall be our guide forevermore. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, beginning at chapter 16, verse 9. You shall count 7 weeks. begin to count the 7 weeks from the time the sickle is first put to the standing grain. Then you shall keep the festival of weeks to the Lord your God, contributing a freewill offering in proportion to the blessing that you have received from the Lord your God. Rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female slaves, the Levites resident in your towns, as well as the strangers, the orphans, and the widows who are among you, at the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and diligently observe these statutes. You shall keep the festival of booths for 7 days, when you have gathered in the produce from your threshing floor and your winepress. Rejoice during your festival, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female slaves, as well as the Levites, the strangers, the orphans, and the widows resident in your town. For 7 days you shall keep the festival to the Lord your God at the place that the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all your undertakings, and you shall surely celebrate.
The Spirit of the Father, who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, gives life to the people of God. Alleluia. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For we have received the Spirit that enables us to cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness that we are children of God. And if God's children, then heirs of God. If heirs of God, then fellow heirs with Christ. Since we suffer with him now, that we may be glorified with him. These sufferings that we now endure are not worth comparing to the glory that shall be revealed. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Spirit of the Father, who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, gives life to the people of God. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 7, verse 37. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth. When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. You renew the face of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. When you send forth your Spirit, we are created. You renew the face of the earth.
How excellent is your name!
He has looked me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
You have set your glory above the heavens. Alleluia.
We pray that God's Holy Spirit may direct our lives. Lord, come to bless us. Fill us with your Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Father, we know that your world needs love and harmony. Lord, come to bless us. Fill us with your Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is patience, kindness, and goodness. Father, we know that our world is starved of love and care. Lord, come to bless us. Fill us with your Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Father, we know that our world is short of truth and justice. Lord, come to bless us. Fill us with your Spirit. In a moment of silence, let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. God, who as at this time taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort, through the merits of Christ Jesus our Saviour, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Being made one by the power of the Spirit, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love.
Let us bless the Lord. Hallelujah.